Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom faces a tougher-than-expected political fight. As of last week, polls show that 47% of Californians want to replace him when they vote in next month's recall election. If more than half of voters decide to remove Newsom, they'll also get to choose his successor. And the latest polls indicate that person could be Larry Elder, a Black Republican talk show host who has never been elected to office before. He leads the pack of 46 candidates with a 10-point lead. And that's a stunning plot twist for the overwhelmingly blue state of California. So let's talk about it more with Scott Schaefer. He's senior editor at member station KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Celeste.
Let's start with the fact that Gavin Newsom is in danger of being recalled. Why?
Well, Newsom's in kind of a tough spot. He's facing a lot of problems. They're not necessarily his fault, but the pandemic, of course, and then these wildfires that are hard to put out, a drought that's forcing water cutbacks, and then there's been sort of a bumpy reopening of public schools. And so all these things are making voters kind of grumpy, and that's just not a good time to face a recall. And by the way, a big part of why the polls show it so close is that the people most likely to vote at this point seem to be Republicans and supporters of the recall. So among all voters, the recall isn't really that popular. But if Democrats don't show up and vote and Republicans do, Newsom could be in real trouble.
So, you know, I mentioned that this is kind of a surprising twist for California, and it's not really, right? I mean, this is how Arnold Schwarzenegger originally got elected, is that a recall election lowers the bar just a little bit. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, California, it's has a relatively low threshold for getting things on the ballot. It's 12% of the people who voted in the last general election. So, you know, that was relatively easy to do. Although there's always recall petitions circulating in California. This one was almost out of gas. Yeah. And then a judge gave them another 120 days because of the pandemic. And then Newsom, sort of unforced error, went to a very swanky restaurant in Napa Valley without a mask. A video surfaced of that. And then people really started, accusing him of hypocrisy. And that's really when the recall took off.
So let's hear a little bit about Larry Elder. Tell us about who Larry Elder is and why he is so far ahead among the recall candidates.
Well, as you said, he's a talk show host in L.A. He's nationally syndicated. He's been doing that for several decades. And he is Black. And, you know, he calls himself the Sage of South Central, which is sort of a nod to his being raised in a tough part of L.A. He takes positions you really don't hear African-American politicians take. He opposes affirmative action, for example. He's also against any minimum wage. And he says it's false that racism has anything to do with how police treat people of color. He opposes any mask or vaccine mandates, although he says he himself has been vaccinated. But he's never run for office before. And some stories have surfaced recently about some of the comments he's made in the past about women not being as smart as men on issues of the day, that women should just ignore sexual harassment in the workplace. And then in 2015, an ex-fiance recently said that he waved or brandished a loaded gun while he was high on marijuana during an argument they had. So all that is sort of giving some of the other Republicans in the race, and also Newsom, a chance to criticize Elder. In fact, some are calling on him to drop out.
Scott Schaefer is senior editor at KQED in San Francisco. Thanks so much, Scott.
You're welcome.